Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. Oh, yeah. Blue Note Bourbon captures in a sip that foot stomp and rug cutting boogie-woogie soulfully authentic feeling that only comes alive in Memphis. If you can't go out to the juke joints, bring the good times home with you. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint. It's smoother than smooth.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. Everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Free background. Tonight.
We're brothers. We're happy, and we're singing, and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, September 10th. It's exciting because the NFL is here. The long-awaited run we've had for football. It is upon us now. Chiefs, Texans, a rematch of last year's AFC divisional playoff game, won 51-31 by KC. Remember, they came back from 24 down.
Yep.
What a game it was. John, I'm excited about the start of the NFL. Had a hell of a game in the NBA, too. You know, Brad Carson's watching closely. I agree. It's probably the best game I've seen all year. I agree with him. You tweeted that last night. Toronto outlasts Boston. Man, that series has changed on an OG Anunoby shot. Has it not? On a dime. After he hits that shot in game three with 0.5 left, or less than that, really with 0-0 left on the clock. That series is now 3-3 going to a game seven on tomorrow. And then Denver, man, we'll see. Michael Porter Jr.'s got the answer for how they can come back and make it a series against the Clips. Just play him more. John, there's also a tiger on the loose in Knoxville.
There's a tiger on the loose in Knoxville.
That's real, by the way.
It is a real headline. But I got to be honest with you. All this stuff, you know, the NBA, the tiger on the loose.
A lot,
you know,
going on.
Whatever else, to me, takes a backseat to today and tonight, which is officially the kickoff of the 2020 National Football League season. The NFL is my favorite sport. I don't know why that is, you know, but I love
each game means so much.
Every game does mean so much, and the fantasy component. And the fact that I have a real passion about, for some reason, one of the teams, Maybe actually I've passionate about two of the teams, just on opposite ends of the spectrum. But this is a terrific day, a day that I think we, again, you could say this about pretty much any sport. You wondered would it ever come,
right?
And it's here.
You got to be grateful for that.
And it's here. So we will get Texans Chiefs tonight as everything kicks off in the NFL. We got a big show planned for you today. And listen, we didn't have a preseason. We didn't have a preseason to get familiar with everybody, right? To to get adjusted to the new faces and the new places.
Exactly.
And so we're going to do that. We're going to do that here momentarily. And Brad's going to help us out here. Brad's going to play along.
I am.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
I wasn't in on the prep session for this bit.
Oh, no, there's actually a point.
Perfect.
There's a point that we're going to make here.
Oh, no.
And so we're going to do
that. Please just don't ask me about my own fantasy roster because I don't know the players.
Momentarily. 12:25, we're going to be joined by Radio.com insider Jason Lockenfora.
Okay.
We will talk to him about the NFL, about the game tonight, and the season. All that and more with Jason Lockenfora at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins, who is gearing up for another season of Buffalo Bills football, he is going to jump on the show. At 1:25, and we'll talk about all of that with him at 1:25. So that is the show today. But I think one of the things you realize and you recognize sort of as you're getting ready for this season, that there's no preseason games, you don't really know where anybody is anymore.
Right.
You know, like that.
Well, we've had a lot on our plate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since KC won the Super Bowl, obviously, there's that. But there's also, yes, the not having a preseason. Are you warmed up? Like, we're excited about it, but you didn't get warmed up in terms of new guys in new places, knowing that, right? Knowing the last guy on your roster. You probably don't, in many cases, might not know everybody on your fantasy football team because we haven't had a preseason.
Hell
so we're
no.
all kind of there, and you better be ready. You better because it's going to start with or without you.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're going to play a little game.
A little catch-up session.
Called Who He Play For.
Who He Play For.
Oh, this okay. is what Who He Play For.
This is what they do on Inside the NBA with okay. Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Anthony okay. Tolliver always
Who
gets
Who He Play For.
He never knows. He never knows right. where Anthony Tolliver plays for. Tolliver plays for. All right. I have a long list. I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 13 names.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And I mean, honestly, if you watch the NFL, these are names you should know.
I don't
know.
This
will actually be a public service as well for many people,
know.
I think.
But we're going to start, Brad. I'm going to give you the name. You're going to tell me who.
I won't Google it, by the way.
No, that would definitely ruin
it. I'm not going to Google it. You know, we'll just be straight up here.
And you just tell me who he played for.
Who he played for.
Okay. Here we go.
I like this.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney was with.
Not who he was with. Who is
he
with
now?
Who he play for now?
Oh, Brad.
Isn't it Jadeveon with the Arizona
struggle.
Cardinals? Hell, I don't know.
We going to struggle.
I don't
if
know.
That, if
is
that,
not, you try to get
an easy
one first.
He's not with the Texans anymore.
No, he hasn't been with the Texans. That was two teams ago.
I know he's not with the Texans. Is he with the Rams?
He's with the Titans.
The Titans.
Jadeveon Clowney is now with the
Titans. That was big news. That was big news.
I knew that was big news.
This past weekend.
All right, here we go. That was not a great start, Brad.
But that's that one.
But you can get this one. Steven Gostkowski.
Oh, he's with the Titans.
There we go.
A little warm-up for you.
All right. Moving on.
You're 50%. You're 1-1.
It gets tougher now.
I realize I don't follow the NFL very closely.
Oh, well.
I think that's going to be established quickly. I don't mean to bury the lead, folks. You're going to find out Brad doesn't watch the NFL.
I think it's more so going to be a lot of people in the same boat. You'd
yeah,
be surprised.
There are
You'd
listeners
surprised.
Like me, though.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe
all right.
a lot around here on Clowney. No. That's one you probably should have gotten, but let's
probably
see.
Probably should have gotten Clowney. Right. I do recall that now that you mention it.
We're going to go back-to-back kickers here.
Okay.
Kicker Greg Zuerlein.
Oh, boy.
Hell, I'm not sure I know that one, John.
Shoot. Greg Zuerlein.
Can't look it up.
I am going to go with the Patriots.
Not bad. He is with the Dallas Cowboys. He is Missed the starting it. Kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. So,
damn.
But that not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. All right, here we go. He was one of the preeminent tight ends in the NFL last season. Austin Hooper. Who he play for?
Austin Hooper?
Come on, Brad. Dig it out.
Dig.
I don't know. Is he with the Chiefs? I don't know.
He is with the Cleveland Browns.
Chiefs got a pretty good tight end. Now, it's Travis Kelce.
So here's why we're doing this with Brad instead of me doing it to Jason.
Because Brad doesn't watch the NFL.
I already did it to Jason.
He did it to me. And
over text.
And I'll be honest with you, I struggled to death.
Because I don't know the guys on my own fantasy team.
Okay, here we go. Let's continue here. Jimmy Graham used to be one of the best
premier tight ends
in the league at that tight end position. Who he play for?
Is Jimmy Graham with the Indianapolis Colts?
No, he is with the Chicago
Bears. He's with us now.
Oh, okay. I feel like
you're a Southern Illinois man.
Yes. Some of these names you just would not know, so I think it's almost unfair to ask you.
I enjoy this, though.
Who
this
he played
fun.
For.
Yeah. You're educating me.
Okay.
It's not just you.
Once upon a time,
many of us.
He was actually a pretty good running back. Yeah. I don't know if he is anymore. Jordan Howard, who he play for?
Ooh. Oh, God. Jordan Howard?
Ooh.
I know he's not on the Rams or the Chargers because I watched HBO Hard Knocks.
That's right.
He's a former Bear.
Former Bear.
Who then went to Philly. No longer in Philly.
The Philly guys go to Washington all the time, so I'll guess the Washington football team.
No, he is with the Miami Dolphins. He is with the Miami Dolphins.
Again, there's some logic.
There's some logic.
This is public service.
There's some logic. All right.
Okay. Miami is where he's at.
All right.
He's a starter.
He was in the Super Bowl last season. He was a Super Bowl appearing wide receiver.
Okay.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Who he plays for?
John got me with this one, too.
The Patriots.
No, he plays for the Saints. He's actually
was with the Niners last year after Denver?
Yes. So
he's moved, Brad.
Okay.
That's the point.
This is actually a really nice addition for the Saints to me. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, he really is. And when you think about their number two receivers, he's got to be the best maybe ever.
Right. And, I mean, you just talk about everybody can't focus on Michael Thomas. This dude, Emmanuel's going to be wide open every down.
Good luck.
With the attention they put on Michael Thomas.
New Orleans got him. New Orleans got him.
Another weapon for Breeze.
They're loaded.
All right. A couple more here, Brad.
Okay.
Again, this is a tight end position, so I know this is a little bit a lot of movement at the tight end position
there
in the offseason, it looks like. Eric Ebron, formerly with the Colts. A lot of touchdowns. Caught a lot of touchdowns. Who he play for?
Ebron with the Colts, no longer
with
the Colts.
You know the name, right? Eric Ebron.
Yeah,
You've seen him.
I've seen his work. I've seen the Colts play football. I'll guess in the division with the Titans.
Good guess. He's with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Big Ben. A lot of people predicting a big year for
Steelers. They're not going to do well
this year. Everybody except Mike Tannenbaum.
I think Pittsburgh's going to have a tough year, though.
You think so?
Based on everything I read about Roethlisberger, because I was looking at quarterbacks.
They say the elbow's fine.
I guess it's fine.
I think the Steelers are going to have a great year. Now, maybe I'm totally off.
You think they're going to be good?
He thinks they're the third best team in the AFC.
Yeah, because
who was it you guys talked to the other day that said that? Somebody else you guys interviewed.
Whoever it was a genius.
Yeah, well, they agreed
with
you.
Because the reality of the situation was they won 7-8 games last year with Duck Hodges. Big Ben's healthy. I really do believe
that. If Connor's healthy, too. Connor's got to stay healthy.
All right. And then last one on this, Brad.
Okay.
Another tight end.
I haven't followed a lot of these guys.
I had no idea this guy was still playing.
Oh.
So this was a surprise to me.
Okay.
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen is still playing?
Yes.
He's a big Panthers guy back in the time.
No longer with the Panthers?
He's also splitting time in the booth, I believe.
So he's playing and splitting time in the booth?
I'm just telling you, I read that. Or maybe that was last year.
I don't think I'm alone in thinking the dude was still with the Panthers.
He is not with the Panthers anymore.
Okay.
Would you like to take a guess?
Well, it's not Miami. It's not the Patriots, I don't think.
I bet a lot of people don't know where he is.
I'm going to guess Seattle.
That's a hell of a guess.
Damn, did you look that up?
He nailed it.
You finished.
He nailed it.
I knew that Seattle needed a tight end.
He nailed it.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, so you had 2 out of 13 or so.
That was a piss poor batting average.
He finished with a dub there.
I like winning
on
the end.
That's the way
though.
You finish.
Thank you.
That's a hell of a get.
Thank you.
You didn't ask him anybody from his own fantasy team, did you?
I didn't want to do him like
They're
that.
They're all no names. Okay. Trust me.
I didn't want to do him that dirty.
I think I already have an injury problem. The running back Sanders from the Eagles. They're saying like this dude ain't gonna play Sunday. Like he's taking limited reps. I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
I might have to go to Kenyon Drake.
I think the key one out of that
it begins.
That if you don't know already, is Clowney and the addition to the Titans that he is.
I probably shouldn't have missed that one. Yeah.
I'll make sure. Brad, you did fine.
One.
You did better than I did.
So, Jadavian, man, the Titans are loaded. I mean, I listened to Jeff talking about the Titans earlier, talking about their coordinators and stuff. Like, They sound awesome.
I think they're the third best team in the AFC, and John thinks they're the fourth best, John?
I think they're fourth. I think they, again, should be the shoe-in favorites to win that division, right?
I got Mike Keith on the show tomorrow at 12:25.
So we'll continue.
They're going to be good.
The Tides conversation with him tomorrow. But listen, some of the additions that, and the change in the offseason that we did not mention were probably the most important, and to me, it's down there in Tampa Bay.
Everybody knows that one.
You know where Tom Brady plays, right?
I heard he moved down to Tampa. He got warmer weather. I heard he got some weapons. I also heard he got some weapons as well.
Yes, like he
Gronk,
does.
Yeah, Gronk
Although,
is down there.
I'm and a the defense, that one
and according to John Martin, the defense is fantastic as well.
Look, I'm telling you guys, I don't understand why there's this reluctance about the Buccaneers.
Because he's 43 years old, John.
Okay, he's 43, but he's never – I mean, you could argue he's never had a team as loaded as this one.
Oh, I would give you that. I mean, especially recently. I mean, that had been the question on him, is does he have enough weapons? And listen, I fully expect Tom Brady to look good at times this season. But the idea, what we've really got to watch, John, is Arians loves to go deep. And if that's what he's dialing up, that ain't Tom's strength anymore.
Right.
And so again, it's gonna require a little bit of swallowing of the pride when it comes to Arians, no risk it, no biscuit, for that to be as effective as it can be. He's gonna have to change his philosophy a little bit. Now, is he willing to do that with a Hall of Famer that's 1-6? Probably. We'll see. But again, when you get into game 4, game 5, if you've suffered a couple losses, a lot of times you want to revert back to what you know best.
Yep.
And so it'll be that sort of mix of those two will be go a long way in telling how good they'll be this season.
Yeah, so as it relates to
– not to mention Mike Evans probably out for the first game, isn't he? Or at least he's got a hamstring.
So here's the problem with that. Mike Evans was not out there in the first half hour of Bucs practice today.
Yeah, that's trouble.
But Ian Rapoport went on NFL Network and said there is optimism that he will be okay. I mean, listen,
but hamstring's what put him out last year, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's what put him in the IR last year.
Really,
and those are very tricky injuries there. If he has his full complement of receivers, you know, Evans, Godwin, and they got some other guys at the, Gronk.
Your boy Gronk.
O.J. Howard, Fournette's back there, then I think they absolutely should get consideration for a Super Bowl appearance. But if you don't have Mike Evans, to me, that definitely lowers your ceiling quite a bit. Let's go through these here. It is the first sort of it's the first game of the NFL season. I think it would not be that without predictions, without our picks.
Biggest spread of the weekend.
Pretty big spread, yeah.
Chiefs a 9-point favorite.
Nine points.
I like that. I like 9 for the Chiefs, though.
Wow.
Remember, the Texans couldn't hold them back even after giving them going up 24-0 on them last year in the divisional playoffs.
You'd give them the 9?
I think I would give. I would take Kansas City minus 9. Yeah,
wow.
I think I would. All right, let's go through this. Who will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl according to Jason Smith?
No team has repeated since 2003-04, the Pats, those 2 years. It's hard to do that in the NFL. That said, you look at this Chiefs offense, and it's probably gotten stronger when you add Clyde Edwards-Helaire to it.
Yeah.
People predicting big things for him. I think Lewis Riddick took him number one ahead of McCaffrey in his fantasy draft, thinking it's going to be that kind of season for CEH.
That's a reach. That's a reach.
It was a risk, but he could be in that offense, John. He could be dominant. After a hell of a year down at LSU. So I have as much as I want to pick another team, right, because you know how hard it is to get back, not to mention win it, I think you have to go with KC because of that offense, because of Patrick Mahomes. They've got all the weapons, man. Hard to pick against them. Where are you going to go? You believing in the Ravens, who haven't gotten to the, been able to kick in the playoff door yet and winning there? You're going to go Titans that I've got third best? It's hard to go there in the AFC. Odds on favorite, the Chiefs.
Wow.
What about from the other side?
I don't think it's a stretch. I think most people would go there.
A return. I think most would pick them, too.
John, I know you love T-Bay, but I've got the other NFC South quarterback, the other stud, the other 40-year-old, Drew Brees and the Saints going.
Wow.
For a lot of the reasons you mentioned, how are you going to stop that offense?
Yep.
And if that defense is decent, which it's been in recent seasons, and it's shown for stretches, it can be great. They've been knocking at the door so long, Saints going to kick it in. They're going to the Super Bowl as the NFC representative.
Ooh.
I got Saints. I got Chiefs.
Do the Packers have any shot in that division? I mean,
they have Aaron Rodgers, so therefore they definitely have a shot in the NFC.
Nobody's talking about the Packers.
They made the NFC Championship game last year
with
the Niners.
Because they did not give him any weapons. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true.
Give me your pick.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had the exact same
Super Bowl as you.
There you go.
So that being the case,
how the hell you got the same Super Bowl when you say T-Bay's going to win that division and be the ish?
Well, without Evans, I'm concerned. Without Evans, I'm concerned. I'm right now operating as though Mike
Evans
is.
They're not even saying he's out yet this week. You're talking about first
season. The hamstring ended his career, his season
last year.
I know that.
I got him in Tennessee.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going
to
switch it up a little bit. I'm going to stay with the Saints in the NFC. At some point, I have to believe that they're going to break through again.
I can
They've
feel
been
what's
so
coming.
Close.
But you're about to say the P word.
I can see it on your face. You're going to have a lot of fans in this, a lot of Steelers fans
I'm
happy around
here. I'm buying the hype because the Pittsburgh Steelers have one of the best defenses in football. They have the best per PFF defensive line in the NFL. And now you get back Big Ben, who he does this every like 2-3 years. Like, he gets fat, then he gets back in shape, then he gets fat again, then
the
he gets
three ligaments in that elbow that we're hoping have healed or whatever it is.
Yes,
three ligaments.
And now he is back in shape. He seems healthy. Mm. T.J. Watt finished the year as the highest graded pass rusher in the league. Cameron Hayward was second only to Aaron Donald. You got Stephon Tuitt, who is there as well. I just believe that the havoc they will wreak on that defensive line. With a healthy offense, right? Deontay Johnson's getting a lot of preseason hype there at wideout. Juju is better than what he showed last year. And if James Conner stays healthy, he's one of the best three-down backs in the league. So I'm gonna mix it up, and I'm going to say that the Pittsburgh Steelers break through.
That's a risky pick.
Wow. And they are back in the Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin does not get enough credit.
I agree with that 100%. I mean, what he gets done with, again, look at last year, so little. But so much of them is riding on the health of a couple of guys you mentioned, Roethlisberger, obviously, and James Conner, who Tomlin has said we wanted to be our bell cow. Can he stay healthy for an entire season? And you telling me, sure, offensively, if things, all that goes in, can look good. But you telling me that defense good enough to stop the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I don't think anybody can stop the Kansas City Chiefs. You can only hope to contain them.
They're
going
to have to do it on at least a couple of possessions if you're going to be Patrick Mahomes. That man can be down 24-0, come back and beat you. We've seen it.
Steelers, Saints. What is it, Super Bowl 51?
Man, don't ask me. 51. Dude, we're coming through 6 months of COVID. I didn't even know where Greg Olsen was till you told me a couple days ago.
You guys didn't mention the Dallas Cowboys at all, and I know we have a bunch of Cowboys fans in Memphis.
I think defense is the question there. They're going to be one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, maybe the first or second most explosive, depending upon what the Chiefs look like.
Super Bowl 55.
Man, you were way off, bro.
I got stuck in 2017.
I think Dallas's issue is going to be defense. Okay. Can they stop people? Because they are certainly going to score a lot of points.
Yeah,
they'll be fun to watch. There's no question. They got a ton of receivers.
We got a Steelers hater in the room.
You pushed them up on a pedestal a little bit too high.
Yeah,
Big Ben. It is his time. It is his time in the NFL. Okay, a couple others before we take a break here. Give me a surprise team. Give me a sleeper. We'll take the Raiders out of it because that would be the obvious choice.
Minnesota. If they're a surprise team, nobody's picking them.
Yep.
I'd like to sit here and tell you Bears, right. Obviously with a defense that's been
but we both know.
I realize too what the quarterback situation there. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you guys and say I got a whole hell of a lot of confidence in the situation there. Minnesota's just that team that's not getting picked. A lot of people going back with San Francisco. They've got everything Minnesota does for the most part, and defensively, offensively, Cousins has shown he can hurt you. They're in terms of a team nobody's picking that's probably going to win the North and probably going to advance in the playoffs, I would think. Minnesota's my team just because nobody's talking about
it. Right. It's kind of hard to like.
A lot of people got them as the division winner, though.
Right.
Just not getting much further than that.
Yeah. It's kind of a hard exercise because, you know, everybody watches the NFL, so there's really no secrets anymore, right? But I'm going to go Arizona. They play in the toughest division
in
the NFL.
Yeah, that wow.
But they add DeAndre Hopkins.
They
do have some playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, right?
Lewis Riddick said Kyler Murray can win MVP. Our 12-25 guest, Jason Lockenfora, loves Murray for a huge year this year.
Yes, they could be one of the highest scoring teams in the NFL.
That said, they are in a division where three of the four teams, take them out of it, all had winning records last year.
They did.
So all of a sudden you're beating those teams.
But does it not count if they're like
the
7-9?
You're beating Seattle.
That's a pretty good sleeper team if you end up 7-9 in the NFC West, is it not? I don't know.
Your sleeper team we're thinking can make the playoffs in advance.
Well, I think the Raiders are a sleeper team. I do think the Raiders are a sleeper team.
Absolutely, if 7-9 is the bar for sleeper.
No, Derek Carr threw 4,000 yards. last year, as you pointed out. You got one of the best running backs in the game in Josh Jacobs, Henry Ruggs, who you adore. Do you not?
I like your running back and your receiver.
Darren
I just
Waller,
don't like
one of the best tight ends in the league. and we got
Gruden doesn't believe in me. I want to move next to him, and he still doesn't believe.
How many times do I have to tell you about Max Crosby? How many times?
If Marcus Mariota gets healthy, he's going to start more games than Carr this year just because Gruden is so itchy to get him out of there.
And if we get a vaccine for COVID-19 tomorrow, you'll be first in line. All right? It's just, these two things just don't – they don't compute.
Funny.
All right? So – I like the Raiders as a sleeper team, not to make the playoffs, but like to be probably a little bit better than everybody thinks. And then I do want to tell you, I have a prediction. I have one more prediction for the Super Bowl. Lizzo will be the halftime performer.
Lizzo. What?
Yes.
Lizzo.
Yes, Lizzo will be the halftime performer.
And you're going to respect it.
Well, we're not going to go that far.
Yes, you. I dare you, man.
But I'm just saying, Lizzo will. Who else would it be in 2021?
How did we work Lizzo into this? Bit?
Lady Gaga and
Lady Gaga did it like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to think about people who have not done it. Lizzo is big.
Yeah,
figuratively speaking.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gone there.
But she's huge.
And Jay-Z, right?
She's absolutely
isn't he involved
massive.
Now. He's involved
say,
in
hey,
the booking of these. Of
Lizzo
these.
Is blowing up.
They haven't named the Super Bowl performer yet.
I don't think so.
I have a take on this. We need comfort. We need something that we all love. Because we've had a hard year. Bring back Beyonce!
Well, she solves a lot of problems.
She solves all the problems.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift
and
right now.
And she just did Black is King.
I know.
Which I know you've seen and watched
Disney
and loved.
Disney Plus.
We've had Beyonce
her.
Enough.
Not
we've
really.
Had, yes, we have.
I don't think you can go
didn't
wrong.
She come out for,
no.
Didn't she come out for Coldplay?
She comes out for everybody.
We have.
She just put out Black is King, John.
Okay.
We've so she's seen, got the new album
we've
going.
Seen Beyonce before.
Mm.
All right, I get the gist.
But you need the comfort, though.
I'll take Lizzo all day.
You'll
see what a hell of a performer she is.
Yeah, athletic. Like the refrigerator out
oh,
there.
No.
Get out there and play the flute on your ass.
So she plays the flute?
Yes.
Who knew?
Okay, so look, in February, Bet Online did not even have Lizzo on the ticket. I'll go through them here, though. Taylor Swift was the favorite.
Yeah.
Adele was behind her.
Mm.
Drake, Jay-Z, Rihanna, Queen, and Foo Fighters.
Not Queen.
Well, no Freddie way. Mercury's no longer with us.
Yeah, they would have to be that Lambert guy from.
Yeah, no,
who,
I don't
yeah,
need any of that.
They've got a different singer.
Foo Fighters, come on. I mean, I have all the respect in the world for Dave Grohl, but we don't
no
need that at the Super Bowl.
No.
I'm looking for the sound of pain. Rihanna.
Doja Cat.
Doja's not big enough, man.
I know.
Doja Cat, yeah.
She could come out with Lizzo. We could, you know, bring her out.
Give her a little feature.
Where is the Super Bowl? I didn't even see where it's at this year.
It's in Tampa.
That will be part of it.
Tom's backyard.
Yeah,
Tampa
yeah,
so Bay. What Florida artist could you bring out that would, you know, fit the bill there?
Flo Rida for you.
Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
Trick Daddy?
That's who I would.
Can have a medley.
Roll out.
Florida Georgia Line.
Unfortunately, I'll probably bring out Pitbull or something like
It'll
that.
It'll be Florida Georgia Line.
But anyway, the NFL is back tonight. Party at Jason.
We're excited. Party in mind, yeah, not since the Bears double doink.
Not until you get that man room fixed. You want to talk about that?
No. man gets his man room finished, want to talk about another man's.
Well,
that's just
this
like
man
you,
lives
John.
In Southwind.
He got his all painted up, so he wants to talk about another man's. And same thing with your fantasy team. You hype about it for about 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then you go 0-2, 0-3. We won't hear from you again. This dude's ridiculous.
John, did you get that outdoor TV yet?
Oh, no, not yet. I right now my focus is on fixing Jason's man room. It's
I like his man room. I was over there. I saw it.
A lot's changed. A lot's changed.
When the Bears are ready to win big, that's when we'll get the man room really fixed up.
There you go.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Lagenfors is going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football is back. Major League Baseball is headed toward the playoffs. The MLS season continues. So we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you like me, New Amsterdam Vodka should be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet cheeks feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took it. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores. I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Game 7, ladies and gentlemen. We got a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semis. Honestly, an all-time great game last night between the Celtics and the Raptors. And I think Bomani put it best. If that was a Game 7, we'd be saying it was one of the best games of all time, ever. And because it was just a Game 6, we'd say, oh, that is awesome. And unfortunately, what tends to happen is that, you know, historically, Game 7 comes around, and, like, one of these teams is just going to be spent. And I'm guessing it's probably going to be the Raps. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong on this one. But Game 7 rarely lives up to the Game 6. But that's fine. We're getting to Game 7. Who can complain about that in 2020?
And there was a time when this thing looked like a sweep.
Yes. Yes, it did. And then
OG hits that shot.
Your boy OG Anunoby.
Jeff City vet.
Who played.
Team Thad vet.
50 minutes last night, bro. The man played 50 minutes.
I think there were eight guys that played 50 minutes.
Absolutely.
All throughout, four for the Celtics, four for Toronto.
Grant Williams, Tennessee Volunteer.
Never happened.
Played 7. So that's some trivia for you.
So another guy we know played 16.
Yes. Who played 16 minutes, Jason?
Another guy we know well had 8 points in those 16 minutes. His name's Marc Gasol.
And
before, right, you start saying, here goes old Jason hating on Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
Let me give you just a couple things.
This has been one of the show's traditions,
just
one of the past times.
Just bear with me for a little bit. 35 years old, making in the last year of his contract now about $26 million, $25.5 million, basically $25.6 million, is averaging this year career low 7.5 points, career low tying 6.3 rebounds. It's even worse in the playoffs, about 6-3, okay? And you can tell when you're watching. It's the game has passed Mark by. There are times, yes, where another team's playing a big center, and sure, Mark in those situations can take that big center out. He can bruise and battle with him inside for a little bit. But here's my point on this. It's sad to watch Mark play right now. Mm. I don't want this to sound like hate. Coming off what we all felt fantastic for him last season. He was a more important piece last year for a Toronto team that won it all. Mark got the ring that he deserved because of the way he had played in his entire career. Okay, he got on a winner. We all felt happy for him that the Grizzlies traded him to Toronto, put him there. He said, thank you, Grizzlies, basically, for that. Mm-hmm. And what did it all cap off with? A ring. In his last year, man, you watch this, and it's, again, in a game that, what, John, went 58 minutes because of double overtime? 58 is my math, right? What, 48 and 10 more minutes, two overtimes? He plays 16 minutes. Why? Because there are only certain times, John, where he's going to be effective. And maybe some sets, right, you need something toward the end of the game. I mean, he was there at the end. Marcus Smart is the guy that's trying to draw the foul on him, so he's in there at the end. But here's what I'm getting to. If you bear, again, this is not hate. Last year of his contract, Marc Gasol, I don't want to see it get sadder. I don't want to see Marc Gasol hanging on next year with some NBA team on some – cheap, low deal contract, because he's not going to go out and get another $25 million, I guarantee you that, and trying to hang on and just be a piece for a team that's probably not going to win a championship.
Yep.
And so here's what I pose, that after this is over, right, whatever happens with Toronto, and they've been fantastic in making this a series, hell, I got no real beef in this. I'd be fine with them beating I got no real interest in this. I'd be fine with them beating Boston and moving on. Maybe he gets another ring. We'll see. I doubt they beat the team from the West. But here's my point. When this is done, don't re-sign and hang on. You're 35 years old. Here's the deal. Retire. Grizzlies.
Retire.
Grizzlies, sign you to the one-day, two-day contract, however you want to do it. And he retires a Grizzly, and we wrap it up gracefully. Hmm. Isn't that the way to go for Marc Gasol?
Well,
doesn't he deserve
it
that?
It truly does not surprise me that here you are once again. You really have – you fancy yourself as – The authority on when it's time to hang it up.
I knew you would take this as hate.
Because you did this with Jerry.
Who?
Jerry Lawler, the king.
Yeah. I already put him to sleep.
No, you haven't. You tried. But he came out there at FedEx Forum and piled drive somebody's ass the next day, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
was
he did.
The next day?
Well,
after who was it? The fiend that got him?
It wasn't quite the
made
next
him look
day.
Something like that.
It was sad.
But he's still doing it is my point, man. You tried to put him in the dirt. His career.
Y'all called that hate.
Unsuccessful.
He did drop his strap on game day.
Oh, of course he did. Much to Jason's chagrin.
It was the most athletic thing he did that day.
Very good point.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. We shouldn't.
And now
it's more for him. I'm protecting him.
And once again, here you are trying to prematurely end the career.
You want more, Mark?
Well, Mark deserves.
How much more?
Mark deserves to go out at when he believes it's time. Yes or no?
Don't you think? He sees the league passing him by. Don't we think Mark's taking pretty darn good care of himself, his family, and in terms of his money, this isn't a deal where, you know, you're a journeyman and you want to keep it going, keep the money train going. This dude made $25.6 million this year.
Yes. Well, this is it for him.
Don't you think that the money that he's not the kind of guy who needs to hang on?
This is it for him. I think he is aware enough to know that there is really no spot for him in the league anymore. Okay. His contract is up after this year. He's made a ton of money in his life. How much money has Mark made in his life?
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, at least
I'll give you the total.
I mean, it's at least $120 million, right? I mean,
154.
$154 Oof. Million. Dollars.
And that doesn't – he'll finish with about 180 because of this year.
Yeah, so 180. He's got about 178. That'll there be his go. Career earnings mm. after this year is all said and done.
I mean, that's like Penny, you know, Penny Hardaway type money.
Mm. That's more than that. He made more than Penny.
Penny made 200, I thought.
I thought Penny made just like – let's see. Let's see. Let's
what's
see.
Penny Hardaway?
But again, yeah. adjust for inflation. You got to adjust for inflation.
Oh, I'll give you that. But I'm pretty sure didn't Penny make 200?
Let's see. I'm pulling up. He made 120.
Damn, I was off on that.
Yeah, he made 120. But again, though, for inflation.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Well, and in Tennessee, you don't have that state income tax, so he was doing better here. Well, you know,
he was in Florida though. But was he getting? Is there state income tax in Florida?
Well, he got a big one in Phoenix too, though.
Yeah, he did. I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with.
Anyway, he made 120
big
in career
money.
Earnings.
A lot of money.
A lot more off
so this
the court.
Is, you think this is it for him?
Well,
he clearly
wants it to be. I mean, the Grim Reaper has come for Marc Gasol now.
It's not so much that because again, you're making it hate. Mm-hmm. Isn't this the right thing to do?
I mean, you talk about him as though he's an old dog that we have to take to the vet.
Well, shoot him.
It's a no-brainer for the Grizzlies, right? So if Marc is ready, wouldn't this be a perfect way to end it? You come back, you shower him with love again. Because, look, even helping them win a title last year, he's not going to get the shower with the same kind of love he retires as a Toronto Raptor that he is if he comes back. Grizzlies sign him to the one day. And we give him a week, we give him a few days, and we rain our praise down on him. And, again, it's the perfect capper because you've already won the title. He did that last year. Mm-hmm. You cap off your career in great fashion there with a wonderful team. You're hanging, you know, I don't want to see Marc hanging on at 36, 37 years old because he doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
He's made the money. He's got the championship that Mike doesn't have, unfortunately, for Mike.
Right.
And it's been a hell of a career. And a lot of us would tell you, and like I said, with the way that came about, where he was this essential, okay, you're doing what? You're trading Powell. Remember what Pop thought about that trade?
Yep.
Right? This guy comes out of nowhere. He's a man coming back from Spain after we saw him just the big doughboy out of Lausanne.
Yep.
He comes back a man, and he's the physical presence that Powell never became for you, that we used to beat up Powell for. And, look, it's the way to end it because I don't know that we've given him his proper due. That proper send-off, I'll put it that way, and that's a way that you could do it. I'm not retiring Marc out of hate here. I'm doing it for the same reason, really, I retired Lawler. You don't need to do the in-ring stuff anymore. You're great analyst, you know, as far as Lawler. Great analyst, stick to that because they've made it to a point now where it looks like a joke.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Marc look like a joke.
Well, it is.
At 36, 37 years old.
Well, first of all, I think it's one of those. It might take care of itself, right? Because, you know, it comes down to if you're Marc, do you really want to be on somebody's roster as a guy getting 50? I mean, because it is crazy to sort of see Marc, the Marc that we knew,
woo, averaging 6-3 in the playoffs.
It went down fast.
Yeah,
I mean, it really went after last year. He was playing pretty good ball last year.
Well, you got to think about it. I mean, at some point, you know, the navicular fracture, the age, his size, like that was going to catch up. He's 35 years old. I mean, that was it. Eventually, it was going to, take its toll, and I think it finally has. But you know, if it is a career for him,
and it's 6-4, only giving that other rebound, and he's averaging the playoffs this year. That's 6-3.
Thank you. If it is, and I know Marc appreciates that. I think his career deserves that.
Win. Last year's nine, and this is playoff Marc. Last year, about 9-7 rebounds. So again,
he played a relatively
drop off even
role,
from last year, and he was a role player for them last year. Certainly,
if
still
it
is in a starter mentality, but not usually there at the end.
Do me a favor. Will you moderate the retirement press conference?
Oh, he won't want me to do that. Yeah, because I'm saying trade him. Now I'm saying retire him. So I don't need to be around for that. But I wanted to be the first because this is the right thing.
And well, it's like they always
say. I can envision this happening, and I wanted us to be the first to say it. This is the way he should go out.
Give
with the
people
Grizzlies,
their flowers,
give them
right? Give them their flowers while they're here. And you've always done that. You've always said trade his ass and it's time to quit.
And stop putting Jerry in the ring. Yeah, exactly.
But if you want to put it along those lines,
you didn't need to do that.
With Jerry, though, there was never any respect. Never at all.
Yes, there was.
There was never any respect.
That again, you miscast
there. I actually think
there.
You have some reverence
it's
for Marc.
Out of respect, the same way, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I respect you so much, you don't need to do that anymore. And that's the point.
Well,
to have the fiend with your remember the scene where your shirt's all up above you, dude, that's over. Right. Like those, drop, you know, whatever, dropping the strap out of game day, that's fine. but actually putting him in the, what is he, 70-something now?
Yeah.
And that's the point. You want to protect that legacy. There's no reason to be the butt of jokes at that age. And the in-ring stuff, again, do the analysis work.
What do you think people
it's the
at
same
70
thing for
should,
Mark.
Do you think people at it's, 70 it's, should just
no,
stay inside?
Stop, because you make this a hating thing. It's the same thing for Mark. Preserve the legacy, right? You do that by going out after you've won a championship, and you're now just a – it's not even a role player. It's a bit player now mm-hmm. as far as his role with Toronto. Your last year of your contract, there's no need – what else is there to do? He's done it all. He's won at a high level. He's been defensive player of the year. You got a town that's basically your second home in Memphis in terms of the way people love you, and you got a team that I'm sure would think it's a great idea to give him that send-off in terms of – like you see with you know, all the time with players, vets coming back,
well,
signing those one days, and you send them off, right? You give them the love. So
that's definitely
I just think it's the way to handle it. I could see it. I'd rather see that than Mark trying to hang on for another year or two and not, and again, on a short-term deal that's surely not going to be worth a whole hell of a lot of money. I mean, who's craving for a big seven-footer still 280, 290, 300 pounds at this point in the league? You're just not. And so that's the way that would be the best way to end this to me. To walk away gracefully, the Grizz give them the graceful exit, and it's a beautiful thing.
Have the Grizzlies done that, though? Well, they didn't do it with Zach, am I right? They did not sign him to a one-day deal, and I don't think he retired as a Grizzly.
They put that press release out that said
– because he still wanted to play.
They're going to retire his number.
Right? I don't think he felt like he was done.
Well, he retired in December of this year, of last year. He said, I gave this game my all.
Yeah, so it definitely didn't happen.
And he said, so they didn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. To that point, he had still wanted to play, retired, because there was no more interest.
I know Tony, does some media stuff for them, but I don't think they've given him the ceremony, right? I don't think they've given him
no.
So I don't know. I mean, I know there are some other players who would have liked to retire as a Grizzly who were also not allowed to do that or not, permitted to do that, whatever.
Well, you could knock out three then. If you haven't done it with Tony and
Don't you think everybody deserves their own day? Or do you think they'd rather do it as a team?
I think you'd rather do it together, and you can bring Mike by.
Yeah,
you
know?
He's not because he ain't.
Yeah.
Mike hadn't gotten the title. Mike, go on. He averaged 20 points this year. 20 points in the playoffs.
Should Mike go ahead and retire?
No.
Okay.
Again, he's not going to win one, unfortunately, unless you go somewhere you get with the Clippers or something.
Right.
And I can't imagine they're going to take him with that salary.
Maybe they're waiting for Mike to retire.
Mike's still got more left in the tank. He averaged 19, 20 points
in
the playoffs.
Maybe they're waiting like 2 or 3 years for Mike to hang it up, and then everybody comes back, and they do it like a nice little – that would actually be really cool if everybody
– Yeah, but you understand Mark to a one day when he's 39 or whatever
is going to
be.
Yeah, of
course you are. Because Mike's got at least a few more.
That's what I'm saying,
I'd imagine even after this contract.
You can sign a 42-year-old Zach Randolph to a one-day contract.
I'm sure Mark would love to have Zach next to him during that.
Vince is 50.
He was playing
on a roster last year, but it can be done.
My point is that's worth it. It's his service to Memphis. It's worth going through that part from this side, from the Memphis Grizzlies side. It's worth doing.
But you think that
again? How you do it? You add Z-Bo to it. You can figure that out.
The time has come
to hang it up.
The time has come for Mark.
Much like it did. You brought it up. Much like it had for Lawler.
Yeah, and yet another career cut short.
I think you hate because you know I'm right, and you try to miscast it as, Jason's hating, but you know I'm right
on
this.
I think,
and somebody's going to write this here.
I think you project, because you talk about legacy and tarnishing the – and I think the only person for who that tarnishes is you. It's Jason Smith's legacy or perception of
maybe
legacy.
Maybe he was seeing Mike with the Wizards.
Right? Like, because I don't think Brad watches.
But he was better with the Wizards than Mark.
I don't think
with
Brad.
I actually think I'm with Jason on this,
100%.
And here's why. There are two camps here. There's the Vince Carter longevity camp, where you just you're an old dude. You're
trying to go 20 years.
Yeah, and you can give service. You can kind
of. Mark doesn't need that.
Yeah, Vince. That's when you do that. Like, Mark is a large center with bad feet. And he got his ring.
But he's a hellacious teammate, and he's a super smart.
He can be a vet for your.
Yeah, he
young
can be a
bigs.
Vet on a team. But
should retire? Just go ahead. Who else? Who else out in the should? Should The Rock retire? He had COVID.
This guy.
You'd like him to quit, wouldn't you? You'd really enjoy that.
Oh, you know what I think about him.
What about Danny Glover?
Oh, he was great in the return.
Danny Glover, should he retire?
The second Jumanji, he was fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Glover can continue, though.
Uh-huh.
He's old as hell.
Still got the chops.
Oh, as long as you still have the chops, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Acting you can take much later on into your life.
Like Robert De Niro, he should continue.
Oh, no, nothing. Bobby shouldn't retire. I'm not saying Bobby De Niro should retire.
Okay, but
Mark Gasol
just,
as an
just
NBA
Mark
player.
And Jerry, they're the only two.
Johnny's only 35. He can go out and be great at something else.
Were you beating the drum for Ric Flair?
No.
You weren't out there tweeting about Ric Flair should retire.
Oh, I said he should stop doing interviews. This is getting so embarrassing. Believe me, I was trying to hang that up a few years ago.
Yeah, he's in pretty rough shape.
Yes.
Oh, Ric Flair almost died.
I don't want to play with
it. It's a little uncomfortable.
But he's actually he's fine again.
He was seeing the light.
Now he's doing cameos with Migos.
Yeah, I think
he thought he was being taken.
He was hearing Chopin's classic. Yeah.
So believe me, I tried to call it a career for Rick too. Let's just end it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's so proud of his daughter.
Yeah.
So he wants to keep coming
Charlotte.
Out and talking about
her. Yes. Charlotte Flair. But anyway, Jason.
She may want to retire.
This
is going to be a thing.
Somebody said we
retire Mark here.
Somebody said that we need to have a triple threat match. Actually, let's make it a handicap match. Mark and Jerry, who are both, as you say, old and decrepit.
Oh,
they have no chance of you.
Long past their prime.
You versus them in a handicap match. I'll special guest referee. How's that? Don't worry. I'll call a clean match.
I put on some weight now. And I got better feet than both of those old dudes.
Oh, so you like your chances.
Mark old in NBA years.
Man, Jerry Lawler going to pile drive you through the canvas. No. You'll never be heard from again. You'll never retire somebody else again.
Don't you know that man tried to pick? I will put a scissor kick on that fool so quick. Lawler. He dropped me. Way too much energy for him still at 43.
It's just different when you get inside that ring, man.
Don't miscast this. This is the proper. We should have put y'all put music on this, made a cue. Oh, Jason's hating. This is the way it will be. Mark will retire. He will retire a Grizz.
Well, that's a nice ending, isn't it? That's a nice
and
ending.
And a beautiful way to do this. It's not hate at all. It's a beautiful thing.
I like it.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Lockenfour is going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL kickoff tonight, Texans and the Chiefs, get his picks on the season and more. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
You called Arthur Smith, who's a Memphian originally. Of course, his father's Fred Smith, and he's the offensive coordinator of the Titans. You recently called him the most underrated offensive coordinator out there.
Because his knack for play calling is exceptional.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Get us on Instagram, instagram.com/92.9ESPN.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. Car crashes can't be predicted. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
Free background information available upon request.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with a 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harrys.com. Harry's is now available almost everywhere you shop, including in-store at most major retailers near you. For those who prefer to shop online, you can get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to Harrys.com and enter 7720 at checkout. That's Harrys.com, code 7720. Enjoy!
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Football season is here with the reigning champs set to take the field to kick off the season. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to celebrate week one of the football season, DraftKings is putting you in the center of the action with two shots at a $1 million top prize. So get in on all of that action now. Making it rain with DraftKings is easy. Draft your team, stay under the salary cap, pile up points for yards, touchdowns, and so much more. On top of that amazing offer, DraftKings is giving away a share of up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you got to do is sign up for DraftKings, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. With all this cash up for grabs, there is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings. So download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code WMFS to get a free shot at a million-dollar top prize. And for a limited time, get your share of $100 million in prizes once you enter DraftKings' free survivor pool. That's promo code WMFS to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. I saw something yesterday that was interesting. Now, this was in L.A., but I don't know if you've been any, like, Michael's or any kind of like arts and crafts stores, Jason, but like it's Halloween time, brother. I mean, it's already here.
Yeah, I saw it in Walgreens the other day.
Did you? They're getting ready in Walgreens?
Dude, they got about like three lanes open for that mess.
Three lanes. And is it All Hallows Eve in your house or is it Halloween?
It's All Hallows Eve.
Okay, well, I saw something from LA yesterday where the LA, I don't know if it's the health department or whatever, but they said that they were not going to basically allow trick-or-treating.
Makes sense.
In this particular year. They were not going to allow because of the you know, the COVID situation. But then they later came back and said, well, we're not going to ban it, but we don't recommend it. So they backtracked a little bit. And I just wonder, you know, Halloween is a holiday that, you know, kids around the country.
Oh, it was so important back then.
I mean, it really was. Like, it was a time where you and your friends got together. And you dressed up and you went around, you got all the candy and stuff. So my question to you is, will you allow CJ to trick or treat?
Oh, this is it. I had no idea you're gonna go here. This is a touchy subject in the Smith household because our pastor preaches no ghouls and goblins and costumes and all that mess, right? Mm-hmm. So you typically that takes out a lot for what CJ can be, right?
Well, he could be like a superhero.
We do more fall festival type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Representing the harvest and all that stuff rather than focusing on the ghouls and the goblins. And
Well played.
He can be Black Panther.
Absolutely, he can. But again, it's a little shaky. By the way,
I sit around a Ouija board and just talk to ghosts on Halloween or something?
Well, I'm not worried. Faith probably listening on this, and this is one where we feel like, well, he got to be a kid, right? You got to let the kid do what he wants. But there's also this. We don't mess with 666, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think that
I realize Black Panther wouldn't be that. But again, so many kids want to be ghouls and goblins. So we've kind of...
Does CJ want to be a ghoul or a goblin, man?
No, but it might. But eventually might want to be Dracula, that kind of stuff. Getting so involved in the candy and all that stuff, we haven't treated it the way it was treated for me, which it was a big deal, and I got to dress up and go and knock on people's doors out in Midtown and
got all kinds of candy.
Jason, you know
check for the razor first.
You know who?
Check, make sure no in Midtown.
You
check for the razor and that thing.
Do you know
who we eat the candy?
You know who Halloween is a big deal too. Your compadre over here.
Oh, I know he,
he's a big 30-year-old child.
I've been to this man's Halloween party. He fancies himself a regular
Jimmy
Jason
over here.
Fitz.
Now,
yeah, he likes to have his big Halloween party
over
people
here.
Come dressed up.
The problem
he's
for us.
He's offended when you don't come if he invites you.
Yeah.
Don't
dress up, kids.
And not come.
Yeah.
That goes for anything. If I invite you and you don't come, we're going to have some issues.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you haven't responded to me on Facebook yet. Have you seen my invite?
Look at my picture of my new outfit.
And don't put a maybe on that thing either. Why are you so indecisive? Are you coming or not?
Yeah.
I gotta know. I'm trying to host something. I invited you. It's special.
Well, I don't know. I don't think this is gonna be a year where we, unfortunately, will be able to do that safely. Sadly, because you
gotta
know,
distance.
You gotta be careful, right? I hate
that. Can't do it in the backyard. Distanced.
It's gonna be cold, man.
But you like to dress up.
Yeah, but not in a freaking mink coat.
Does it get that cold? Is it that cold in Memphis for Halloween?
Nah,
is it
in,
by
not,
that time?
Is it going to be warm enough where people want to sit outside the whole time?
I thought it's fall at that point.
Get those warmers.
I mean, I have one, but it's like, are people really going to want to stay outside all night?
Who would you have been, John? I know that's what you just want to say. Who was this year going
to
be?
He totally wants to be somebody.
Because he pours so much.
You nailed it.
Now
we're getting somewhere.
Well, I mean,
because usually it's themed.
Yes.
It's a big thing.
Well, so in 20, we had the Halloween party in 2016 or 2017. Me and my wife were Enzo and Cass.
It was beautiful.
No,
it was nice.
But I don't think I don't think that was the first year.
Yeah, it was. It was 2017. We were Enzo and Cass. 2018. We were Pennywise Hardaway.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.